Herzlich willkommen zum Podcast Style Up Your Life, dem Podcast für dein stylischeres Leben. Ja, und heute habe ich mich dazu entschlossen, euch nicht wie an gewohntem Mittwoch immer mit Informationen rund um Pflege, neue Pflegearten, Styling-Tipps zu versorgen, sondern euch teilhaben zu lassen und mit auf meine Reise zu nehmen. Um genau zu sein, auf die Reise nach Bukarest, denn dort habe ich vor einiger Zeit einen Vortrag gehalten zum Thema erfolgreiches Beauty-Business in Kombination mit dem entsprechend notwendigen Marketing. Ja, und in diesem Vortrag habe ich auch in Englisch darüber gesprochen, was heutzutage alles von den Dienstleistern noch gemacht werden könnte und in die Umsetzungskraft kommt. Also, wenn ihr normaler Konsument von Stylingprodukten seid, darf ich euch einladen, hier auch mal reinzuhören, was denn alles in einem Kosmetikstudio überhaupt zu beachten wäre. Und wenn ihr als Zuhörer hier reinschneit in meinen Podcast, weil ihr Beauty-Business selber für euch als Lebensgrundlage habt, dann ist das ein richtig großer Mehrwert. Wie gesagt, er ist auf Englisch und ja, kann euch vielleicht ein bisschen ranführen, wenn ihr das versteht. Und ansonsten hört ihr euch einfach einen der gewohnten Mittwochs-Pflege-Podcasts an. Und bis dahin wünsche ich euch enorm viel Spaß in Bukarest mit einem echt coolen Live-Publikum. Eure Angela, euer Trainer for Beauty.
Your skills as a permanent makeup artist or beauty experts are on the highest level. You have trained so hard to be so good. You constantly learning and working on yourself. You take long journeys such like this to inquire new knowledge. Nothing seems to speak against your success. But what has it brought you so far? A couple of new subscribers on social media or a handful of new customers with which you can barely make your living. What are you missing? What piece of puzzle you overlooking? What good is your best work if you can't make it visible? It's not your skills. If no one notices your great talent, if no one finds you. Marketing is such a big key to our work, and still lies so unused in the drawers of so talented beauty experts.
Angela Thomas!
Hello, everybody here, and I'm glad to be invited in this great conference. Thank you for the nice organization and for all the speakers that has already brought their knowledge over to this stage. So, what is the use in your great talent if you can't make it visible? Who of you know where to buy chicken eggs? I can't see you. Obviously, you don't buy no chicken eggs, don't you? At least to Easter, you buy some chicken eggs, don't you? You know where to get it? In the supermarket or anywhere else? Where to get it? Hello? Okay. Who of you know where to buy chicken eggs? I want some actions here in the morning. I've been waiting for you a whole hour already. Okay, chicken eggs everywhere. Can you buy chicken eggs in the supermarket, even on the gas station? So what the chicken egg has to do with our theme? Let me explain you. Because there is another famous egg, actually much more nutritious and bigger. It's the egg of a duck. But who knows where to get the duck egg? You can't find it in the supermarket. Who knows where to get the duck egg? Does anybody know? On the market, maybe, yes. Or in your stable, if you have your own ducks, actually. But you can't find it in the supermarket. And what has it to do? And why is that? I can explain you. This bloody chicken is laying his egg, quack, in the nest. And then it goes, quack, 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 quack. and tells everybody about his egg. Everybody in the house, in the whole farm, knows that this chicken put an egg in his nest, where the duck only goes, lays his egg in the nest, and makes quack, and goes away. Where the duck egg is the much more nutritious and better product, nobody knows about where to get it. Like this chicken, you need to have a marketing to tell everybody where to get your products, where you get your treatments, and therefore you can actually help yourself with a good marketing. And that's what we call an AIDA system. It doesn't have anything to do with the boat crews, but that is what you have to do in your business. You put a lot of awareness, the first A, in social media. You have pictures there and let people know, like the chicken, quack, 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 and then you go ahead and spread out your treatments, the results of your treatments, maybe a testimonial of your customer. And then you awake the interest in persons, in other customers, maybe to be. They getting a desire, and then they come into action, and flop, you can transfer your new customer into money. And that's what we all hear about. And how we do it? We do it with a monkey fist. Who of you know what's a monkey fist? I know, and I explain you. Listen carefully. A monkey fist is something really powerful. A monkey fist, I want to explain you, is coming from actually the boat, the navigation of the boat, and some trailers on the boat is coming in the harbor, and then they're drawing out a rope with a knot like this. And then the one on the down bottom in the harbor is bringing the boat in, helping to bring the boat in. The big boat with a lot of customers. Chum, chum, chum. Ah! Oh, I get excited about all these potential customers on that boat. Be careful behind there. Okay, and a monkey fist we can use also, and this is something to bring our customers in. And how does it work? Listen carefully, because this could make really a difference for your business. And I'm so excited because I've seen all the great talents here, from all the divas and divos, and you have so big talents, which really lays unused in your drawers. And there we go. I have three examples for the studio use, for other uses, but that's how actually a monkey fist works. You have, first of all, a freebie, and I explain you what that is. Something free to draw out to the harbor of your customers, to bring in. You have some kind of a lead magnet that could be a checklist. In this case, for the studio use, we're doing a beauty party. That is our team. We do a beauty party, and with this here, with this, we actually did in my studio throughout the lockdown, which lasts really long in Germany. Over 7 months, actually, we was not allowed to work, and my employees, 9 we have in our school, in our beautician saloon, they all weren't in, as we call it, short work, we did not send them home because the work was there. It is just a different work. And if you are a little bit open to adjust to the new situation that we have throughout this pandemic things and come out with this, you are a winner on the side because you are transferring actually your direction and you don't stand on the side like where you got the money before. You have to just to change the direction. Dinosaurs did not die because they were such a strong species, because they died as they were not able to just adjust to the new situation. And that's why we have to adjust, and I'll take the beauty party, the online beauty party, as an example for the studio use. You can use and adjust it to many creations that you are actually making at your business and referring to your business. So let's start. We're doing a beauty party that goes on online. We all have Zoom, we all have nowadays an iPad, even a telephone. So you draw out a monkey fist there and you produce an online beauty party. Actually, you don't have to produce much, you just have to make a nice pose that if people get something for free, they always work. They always work with you. So you have a free thing. And throughout Corona, everybody is seeking for something to enjoy, to stop this unsocializing. So we have here a login that we need to have for the customer with his mail address, with his name, and the best way, with his telephone number. That's what we call qualified leads. And if you have that, don't be nervous or anything with all this security data thing. A customer wants to have fun, and if you have the trust of a customer and make a little bit sense, he'll give you him, his lead and his information. And also, with this free thing, you can explain it very well. You need to send him a Zoom link, therefore you need the address. You need to have him informed on a short way, therefore you need the telephone or WhatsApp address. And you need his name that you can talk to him, obviously. So, and we put this actually on social media, on your newsletter, on a pixel. Don't worry about what's the pixel, I'll explain you later. But listen carefully because that will change the way of your business. Then you're doing this beauty party, have a lot of fun. Actually, you send prior to this whole situation a product back. We spend average cost of this 15 euros per customer with the little items, with the little tasting, trying things, and we have the post done and the manpower and the time for us. 15 euros we average spend on this beauty bag. That goes out. And when a customer gets something for free already, and products for free, they are working with you. And that's what you need. You need their trust. And you need to give free things first, and then you get their trust. Because people only make money or business with people, and not with just a telephone number. So then you go again with your treatments, you do a beautiful treatment party, and you have a Zoom send it there. And by the way, all the step-by-step thing is in my book. The other day I saw Luisa, she came all the way with me here from Germany. She said she brought my book, and I was so flattered. Thank you on this part. And in this book, don't worry, you get access to all of it. Then it's the step-by-step for this beauty party here written down. So if you did that, you got all the leads from back here in your actually in your portfolio, and you can work with this, and you can have the customers, you can increase your loyalty program. If you did the treatment party, they're giving you a reference. At least you are taping everything on Zoom, and then you can put this on Google, and you can use the power of a third person, of a third person opinion, and that works very good. And then you put all the time these customers later on in your CLV. That's your customer lifetime value. And you can circle this around. Now the customer is in your circle and he is coming all the time back again for the treatment. And then he wants to buy your products. And maybe he is having a friend who he can give a present to. And this is the customer lifetime value, which is very important. And then you can boost it again and start with a new beauty party. That way, we increase throughout Corona for our studios 20 new customers each week that brought us money while we was locked down. What is that used for? That's used for customer acquisition, even through lockdown, as I said. Even if you don't have no work, even if you were not allowed to work, when you can actually prohibit your customer loyalty, you can also make an outside effect on social media. And now all the trainers in the house have to listen, because that same monkey fist you could use for your business. You have, like Veronica maybe, for her beautiful lips, a checklist. What could you do to create the best lips you can have, or nude lips, or whatsoever? What is your theme? You make a checklist. It doesn't have to be fancy. It has to be something little to download, so you get again the address, the mail, and the telephone number. Then you can use it for social media, for the newsletter, and listen carefully, for the look-alike audience. What's a look-alike audience? You don't know? I explain you. Anyway, if you have downloaded those people, you put it online and have maybe an online course. Some of in the house did already have an online course, and it made me really proud, because I did already, long time before Corona, an online course, and the whole community was laughing about me. Angela, it does not work. Our branch, you can't bring it into online and digital versions. Yes, thank you, Corona. That's the only good thing about Corona, because since then, our branch is open for digital teaching material. And that's what you can put on then. In our trainer world, people are coming to our subject. They do be interested in our subject. They are interested in our subject, but they don't want to spend a number of 4,000 or 5,000euros, maybe even more, on somebody they don't know. So they have to know us and get know us. And because people only make business with people. And therefore, we need to give them a little bit something of free content. Free content is king. And then we refer it to a little online a course, which is not for free, but covers around underneath 100 euros the cost of all the commercials that we have to do later on. So this is not to earn money. This is just having your running machine running. Your money-making machine must run without getting yourself poor and spending out money. This is just like a promotion perpetuum mobile. So anyway, you have this online course here. People are getting to know who you are, how you teach, and what is into your schooling. And if you put nice quality of stuff into this online course, then you have the ability to convince them. If there is already for underneath 100 euros or maybe 150, then this good quality, what big quantity and quality must be in a good course. For example, let's stay with Veronica in one of her masterclasses. And then they are having the hook. They have gotten the monkey fist, and you can bring them in. You can harvest your customer. You get the online course, it's a paid version, a low price, you can upsell the trainings, the courses, perfection classes, products, etc. And you have them again in your CLV. customer lifetime value. Bring them back. Let them make a reference and then a testimonial. And then you can create a look-alike audience. I explain you just in a minute. What's the use for that? Customer acquisition. You can have a share on the market for as a trainer. Well, the market is big enough, but it's not about whom we know, only about who knows us. So we get and increase our visibility. Oopsie-daisies. And we have advertising opportunities with that. So we can increase our advertising without spending more money than we have, with burning money. Who did burn money in the internet already? I did. I definitely did burn some hundred of euros down. And with this way, you don't need to make the mistakes that I did. You just get the shortcut from me. Expert use. In the house are some great experts. I would like to just suck their knowledge up. And if you have visibility as an expert, you can make something also different than an online course maybe. In my case, I wrote a book. And on this example, I'll tell you. I have I have people who had to be able, as a freebie, to download 15 tips to get a successful business, beauty business, to increase your beauty business, to build up successfully. 15 tips. So people can load this down. Even you can load this down on YouTube. Anyway, you want to get their address, their lead, their mail address and name. And then you put this on social media and build up a lookalike audience, or you can put it in your newsletter, anywhere where your action part is, where your AIDA pipeline is going to. And all these people are interested in how to increase their beauty business. They could be interested in a book that not costs more than 15 euros, 14.95 basically. And if you have that book, you might be interested in my coachings around business, and I can upsell. And if I have anybody who has the book here, I'm starting to make up interaction with them, because the book is built up like they can interact with me. Luisa already did, and only that way, actually, basically, only the book brought her here. She found out in internet, well, we have one thing that we're doing together with for cancer people. We have their a pro bono thing. But actually, the book let her see into the person who I am and let her follow up to here. As I was upselling it, actually. I was upselling this conference with the book. And I can do it with everything else, with the masterclass, with the coaching program, or tell her to subscribe my channel on YouTube, because that's also something that refers to the book. So, and then you go again in the CLV, you go bring her in the circle, let her write a reference. She made a big posting or some of the postings. The other day she even had it brought with me to the dinner. A best way of commercial I could not understand. I could not dream of, because that's the power of a third person. The third person is saying something about you is much more worse than you say, I'm the best permanent makeup artist, I'm doing the best classes, I'm the best trainer, and so on. You know what I'm talking about. So, what you can use this for, especially when you write a book and all the experts are long on the market, author comes from authority. You have a special position in the market. You can write a book, or maybe all the artists between you, a working book with all the training material inside, so people can buy this. So you know exactly who is interested in the theme and your person. Okay, Now I got you three ways of using the monkey fist, but what to do with it? And half of the stuff you may not did not understand was a look-alike audience or... Yeah, let me explain you this. In Facebook is actually a big library of your skills, your profession, even if you want to buy a house, Facebook knows, because of they know everything. Back in the days, I grew up in East Germany, there was all searching for or demanding on the Stasi is not a friendly thing, but nowadays we have actually the Facebook, it's almost the same, even worse, but what you can use it for is for your business. It's not as bad. If you're doing business with Facebook, it's your friend. So, and that's what you have. Remember, your leads that you collected, anyhow, you can send it into Facebook, load them up, and then tell Facebook. Search in all Facebook for the same audience, a look-alike audience. So, Facebook has the power of so billion long people, billion white people worldwide, and they're looking for all the people that you want. Even only in Germany, even only here in Bucharest, you can put it. Sometimes I go on an exhibition and I tell Facebook, please bring my commercial up to all the people that are on this exhibition now. I want them to see me all. And that's where a pixel comes in. Anybody knows what's a pixel? Good. Good, Veronica. A pixel is so powerful. You all my Hansel and Gretel. No, you don't know Hansel and Gretel? The fairy tale from the Grimm brothers? That is like a pixel. A digital pixel. You have the little kids are putting the breadcrumbs out of the floor to find the way back home. That's what a pixel does. A pixel does... a digital breadcrumbing out on your internet way and brings them home to your website, maybe. Well, you need to install it before, but that's not a bad thing. Anyway, if you have an expert who is taking care of all the digital things, that is one thing that you can discover if he has a plan or if he's just saying he has a plan. Because if he nowadays doesn't know what is a pixel, then he is not the expert he is saying he is. So that's why. You install a pixel on your website, on Facebook, for example, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter, on whatsoever. And install the same pixel onto your website. And then whoever is going onto your lead magnet, on your monkey fist, on your freebie, who got himself a pixel. And from now on, he has been shown all the commercial, all your website again, ever that you put out there and connected yourself with your website. And then you can put it in your AIDA pipeline and make it transfer into money. That is so powerful. Even actually, if you have a husband and he's been around some strange pages, you can find out where he was when you've been seeing the commercial on the side of your Facebook thing. Then you can explain him that you know that he just has been bewitched by a pixel and discovered by it. So it's powerful, this pixel thing. Yeah, you can digitalize your beauty salon with all these things. You have a digital calendar, maybe. You can put there a pixel. You can put actually a digital training material also with the pixel. And you can digitalize your offline trainings. Those trainings that you had before offline, we already do them live trainings hybrid, in the hybrid version. You can put them actually in your training area and transfer it into the internet. So people don't have to travel and you reach out to more people that you have reached before. the only important thing on this part is that you're not only a good artist, but you are a good trainer. In this part, you need to lead your trainees with your words and not only with your hands. And that's the important stuff about this. And this shows who is a good trainer. Yeah, you can actually work on the future saloon, the beauty saloon of the future. And I hope I get this now here right. Yeah. This is a 3D animation of your studio, or of our studio, baby, part of our studio. And this is not just to be fancy. This is connected, actually, with kind of pixels. People going on there, and then they have the opportunity to have all these points. They can book an appointment here on the cashier. They can go to the shop here in this corner. They can find a treatment for the pedicure, a treatment for the nails, a treatment for makeup, or anything else. So you can connect them with your Facebook account, and all this sort of stuff has, for example, a 3D animation. And that is a part that you can digitalize your beauty biz with it. Who does not know how to do and what to do is now able to scan something and has the opportunity actually here to get me know a little bit better. And in this case, maybe who does not know yet, who is knowing me yet, then he can get himself, or you can get myself, know, as I am already 25 years on the market. You think, who I am to talk to you like this and tell you how to do your business? Never before did somebody. But I'm 25 years on the market as a businesswoman. And that's what's my book called, like, I'm not a chick, I'm a businesswoman. Because I'm feeling sorry, really, for all the people that out there in the beauty branch and don't bring up their business. They're laying their talents in the drawers and don't use it, and don't use it right, and can't scale it and make barely a good living out of it. That makes me feel sorry. And that's why I bring all my experience into this business here, to bring up your digitalizing opportunities. And now I'll be a bit lost. I'm a permanent makeup artist, actually not lost. I'm a permanent makeup artist. I own a school and a saloon in Germany with nine people, persons who work for me, experts on all kind of branches. And all the things that's the different about my work, actually, is not only just set, like some persons who do digitalizing professionally. I'll bring this both things together, because all what I'm saying, I've already tried. And that's why it makes difference of what I'm saying and transferring, because I know exactly what, for example, Veronica or anybody else says when they say, I need this. I exactly know where they're coming from, because I'm walking in the same shoes. The only thing makes me different is that I'm seeing it on a digitalized version and see what is out there possible. And not only the internet persons around there and insurance people or anybody other company know or be eligible for this kind of theme. Also, we in this beauty branch are having the opportunity. And that's why I'm here and invited. Thank you for that again. And that's why I try to find out you, what has a chicken to do with your business. Go ahead and tell everybody about your business. Go ahead and tell everybody about what you can do. So throw out free content because it's coming back to you as far as energy. And that's why lift all up your telephone. Lift all up your telephone. So we're doing a little bit, I have here a little time still. Lift all up your telephone, please. Okay, now we're doing it together. You are, who can, what else I could have here is a barcode you can scan. Okay, let's do it again. I want to make a picture with you also. There we go. Yeah, okay. Actually, you should put on your flashlight, but we are busy here with the scan. Actually, what you scan there is exactly my manifest. You have everybody a good view? Okay, everybody who scans this can put their lead inside, so we try it. So you, what we call it in the digital world, you can make funnel hacking right away here with me. And then you just put your address in, your email address, your name, and your phone number, and you can download the 15 tips of a successful beauty biz to increase your beauty biz on a digital way. And you get this, and everybody, and Thomas doesn't know, my team doesn't know, but I just decided this morning here, everybody, because I was not able to bring it actually from the packaging and everything like that. So everybody who's giving me the lead, I be busy, I make my team busy next week to transfer you the digital come out of my book for free. So please, if you put it in here, you get as an upsell for free basically my book. If you put it in, not only the 15 tips, and in the book is written, remember, the online party, it's also written what lookalike audience is, and many other tips and funny stories. And yeah, so I just can always encourage you not to leave your talent unused in your drawer. Make the best out of your talent because you invested so much in your talent and so much money. You need to reverse it and come back with the energy, not only money-wise, but with the energy of attention. So would you please, for everybody, play my video again? Yes, thank you. And I say on this part already thank you for everybody and enjoy the movie one time more because there was the cut off in the front. So, it's too not loud enough. Can you start it please from the beginning? You have trained so your skills as a permanent makeup artist. Our beauty experts are on the highest level. You have trained so hard to be so good. You constantly learning and working on yourself. You take long journeys such like this to inquire new knowledge. Nothing seems to speak against your success. But what has it brought you so far? A couple of new subscribers on social media or a handful of new customers with which you can barely make your living. What are you missing? What piece of puzzle you overlooking? What good is your best work if you can't make it visible? It's not your skills. If no one notices your great talent, if no one finds you. Marketing is such a big key to our work and still lies so unused in the drawers of so talented beauty experts. And who has not scanned yet in and be able to do my funnel hacking, then I just feel very sorry. Search me anywhere on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. You find it out and you get the pixel right then if you don't have it there. Just to feel how I do my business and increase it throughout Corona, basically, the most and the highest. We increased our business for 45% more throughout Corona, where all the others did not have any income. So in this case, I want to encourage you to work on your business, because as the experts also said, not only the skills are important, but also the marketing. If nobody knows who or what is the use in your big talent. So thank you and enjoy the day.
Ja, ich hoffe, du hast ja diesen Podcast aufgesaugt, einmal eintauchen können in meine Arbeit on stage, und damit freue ich mich, dich einladen zu dürfen, wenn du nämlich hier Fragen offen hast zum Thema, wie du ein erfolgreiches Beauty-Business führst, dann komm einfach, nimm Kontakt mit uns auf, abonnier zum Beispiel unseren YouTube-Kanal, in dem es immer wieder wirklich wertvolle und gratis kostenfreie Inhalte gibt, sodass du dein Business wirklich befruchten kannst und durch diese crazy Zeit kommst. Ja, und falls du nähere Informationen brauchst, dann kannst du auch einiges nachlesen in meinem Buch. Das verlinken wir dir hier auch nochmal in den Shownotes. Und in diesem Sinne, teil diesen Podcast mit allen denen, für die das eine wertvolle Information ist. Bis dahin, dein Angela, dein Trainer for Beauty.